Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about what prompted this book for you.
You know, I stumbled over it's been about 8 years ago. I was a nationally syndicated columnist. I don't know if you knew that years back. And I was writing a column about divorce, and I wanted to quote the divorce statistic correctly. And I thought, maybe it's not 50%, maybe it's 48.7 or something. And so I asked my research assistant, could you just go find me the number? And she came back like, okay, this is confusing. I'm seeing all these numbers that don't match that. Like there's some much better data out there. And so I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I started looking and we started seeing numbers that didn't match the conventional wisdom at all, not just about the divorce rate, but about other things that discourage us about marriage. And so I started digging into this, and it became a bit of a compulsion, honestly. I felt like the Holy Spirit kept driving me on to dig out this stuff that we don't know that really is so much more positive and can give so much more hope to people rather than what we think today, which is that marriage is in trouble. Because it turns out a lot of the reason we think that, it's based on conventional wisdom that just isn't true.
Mm. Yeah, and I love Andy Stanley. It's so appreciated the foreword he wrote for you. And he made such a good point when he said that if we believe the negative stats we hear over and over again, we'll subconsciously revert to crisis mode. And I would love for you to just expand on the ripple effect of that decision, because when we slip into crisis mode based on wrong information, to me, it changes the whole trajectory of the relationship. So explain the ripple effect of a wrong belief system.
It does. It's the strangest thing, and I can really see it all around me as I research people, because that's primarily what I do. I'm talking to men and women, teenagers sometimes, all day long, listening to what they think underneath the surface. And what we think about marriage being in trouble and, oh my goodness, things are just bad, and you've got a better chance of winning at roulette, right? Mm. than of your marriage succeeding. I mean, that's what people tend to think. And it leads to this sense of futility about marriage. And I've seen underneath the surface, as I've talked to people, there really is this one common denominator under whether a marriage survives or not. And really, it's whether the couple has a sense of hope versus that sense of futility. Because if they think, it's tough now, but we're going to make it. Obviously, the outcome is completely different than once they start to think, this is never going to get better.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.